Ladies and gentlemen, dear shareholders, good morning. I welcome you on behalf of the Board of Directors of the Annual General Meeting of Coca-Cola HBC AG. The meeting is now open. The meeting will be held in English and will be recorded. I will chair the meeting in my capacity as Chairman of the Board. I designate Jan Gustafsson as Secretary of the meeting and Geraldine Rittmann as vote counter and responsible person for the assistant vote counters who will collect the voting coupons. I welcome on the podium on my right our CEO Zoran Bogdanovic and our CFO Michalis Imellos, and on my left our Company Secretary Jan Gustafsson and the Chairman of our Audit and Risk Committee Bill Douglas. In attendance, we also have our statutory auditor PricewaterhouseCoopers AG in Zurich, as well as our independent registered audit firm for our reports under the applicable U.K. rules, PricewaterhouseCoopers SA Greece, PricewaterhouseCoopers Switzerland is represented by Laura Bukur. PricewaterhouseCoopers Greece is represented by Panayotis Zisis. The independent proxy pursuant to Article 689C of the Swiss Code of Obligations is Ms. Ines Porschel from Kellerhals-Garrard in Zurich. She will vote according to the instructions she has received from shareholders. Also in attendance is Markus Schnurrenberger, notary public in Zug, who will notarize the shareholders' resolution with respect to the agenda items 4 and 11. I will now make some formal remarks concerning the constitution of this annual general meeting. The notice for this annual general meeting was published in the Swiss Official Gazette of Commerce number 88 on 8th of May 2018, according to the Articles of Association. In addition, the notice has been sent to the shareholders by mail and was uploaded on the company's website. The agenda and the proposals of the board are set out in the notice. No requests for additional agenda items have been received. The 2017 Integrated Annual Report, which includes the reports by Coca-Cola HBC AG's statutory auditors, was posted on the company's website and was available for inspection at the company's registered office since 8th of May 2018. Copies of the same were also sent to shareholders who requested to receive these by email. The number of shareholders present or represented is currently being counted. We'll inform you about the exact numbers shortly. Should you leave the room before the end of the annual general meeting, I ask you to hand over your voting documents at the admission control, as the presence will be constantly updated. In accordance with Article 20 of the Articles of Association, we will conduct voting by written ballot. For each vote, please take the sheet of coupons and carefully look for the number of the agenda item, then detach the coupon yes if you wish to vote in favor of the proposal of the board. If you do not want to vote in favor of the proposal of the board, detach the coupon no. If you wish to abstain from casting a vote, detach the coupon abstain. Make sure you have the coupon indicating the right agenda item number. Please do not write on the coupons as it makes them invalid. The coupons for the votes on all agenda items will be collected all together after the vote on agenda item 12. Once all coupons are collected, the votes will be counted. We will then announce the results. This meeting will generally pass resolutions and carry out elections by the absolute majority of votes validly cast. An exception is agenda item 11. In that case, for the resolution to be passed, a qualified majority of at least two-thirds of the votes represented and an absolute majority of the nominal value of shares represented must vote in favor of the proposal. On the other hand, agenda item 10 will be passed by the relative majority of votes validly cast. Instead of reading out in full the text of each proposal, unless shareholders specifically request otherwise, I will generally use a short form and refer to the full text of the motions as set out in the notice to this meeting. The full text would be shown on the screen as we discuss each agenda item. If you wish to speak on a matter during the AGM, Please inform us accordingly and we will provide you with a microphone. When addressing the AGM, please introduce yourself, state your place of domicile and, where applicable, the name of the shareholder you represent. Participants should address their comments and questions when the related agenda item is discussed and be concise in the interest of all attendees. Are there any objections to these procedural matters? Thank you. Before we start with the discussion and approvals of the agenda items, I will make a few remarks about the company's developments during 2017. I will then ask our CEO, Zoran Bogdanovic, to present the business update to the meeting. Following conclusion of the presentations, we will take questions on pertinent matters before moving to the voting. Dear shareholders, ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the Board of Directors of Coca-Cola HBC AG, I would like to welcome you to our annual general meeting, operational and financial delivery. Shortly, you will also hear from Zoran, who will review the developments in the year. After Zoran's presentation, you will have the opportunity to ask any questions you may have. Our board is pleased with the operational and financial results delivered by management. These results, combined with our progress in sustainability initiatives and governance practices, make 2017 a very successful year. While the board continued to focus on the execution of our strategy, the development of our talent, the composition and effectiveness of the board and management of risks related to the external environment in our markets, we had a few unforeseen events to contend with. The sudden death of Dimitris Lois in October 2017 was one such event. I feel privileged to have worked with Dimitris, a special person and an inspirational leader to the whole Coca-Cola family. He had remarkable values and placed our people at the center of everything we do. At the same time, I am delighted with Zoran's appointment as Chief Executive Officer in December. Zoran brings a deep understanding of our markets and corporate culture, along with fresh, innovative insights to address new challenges. As one of the architects of our 2020 strategic plan, Zoran is committed to our strategic direction, while being cognizant of the evolution that is vital for our organization. Our integrated annual report elaborates on our work to understand changing consumer preferences, evolve our business to meet these trends, and how this evolution energizes our business. We have renewed our board in the last few years, with 7 of the 12 member board having been appointed in the last 2 years. The results of our work this year on CEO succession, strategy, and the reinforcement of corporate governance and sustainability commitments is a testament to the effectiveness of the board, as well as the appropriateness of the present skill set. So let me summarize our activity in the year. The board's principal focus during the year continued to be on the execution of our strategic objectives, which are mainly to drive volume growth, focus on value, improve efficiency, and invest in the business, as described in detail in the strategic report. We were also particularly focused on aligning strategically with the Coca-Cola company in all of our markets and managing the risks related to the external environment. These include risks associated with currency volatility, geopolitical instability, and adverse macroeconomic conditions. I am pleased to affirm that our governance framework is designed to ensure appropriate oversight and challenge. During 2017, the Nomination Committee reviewed the composition of the board to ensure it has the appropriate balance of skills, experience, independence, and knowledge in order to discharge its duties and responsibilities effectively. As a result of this review, we recommended Charlotte Boyle as a new non-executive director, following the retirement of Antonio D'Amato. Charlotte brings significant skills and experience in the areas of people, talent, succession, and executive remuneration to the board, nomination committee, and remuneration committee. Our nomination committee is devoted to developing strong succession plans for the board and senior management. In line with our commitment to adhere to the best corporate governance practices, a board effectiveness evaluation was conducted in the second half of 2017. We will do this once more in 2018 to build upon the learnings of the 2017 evaluation. We will continue to keep the composition and size of the board under review. As I mentioned a few minutes ago, we believe that our board is well balanced and diverse, with the right mix of international skills, experience, background, independence, and knowledge. The board remains committed to recruiting directors with diverse backgrounds, personalities, skills, and experience. 2017 has been a pivotal year for our sustainability agenda. We continue to make substantial progress against our ambitious sustainability targets. These targets set for 2020 range from packaging waste reduction and water stewardship to investment in our communities through youth empowerment and reducing our environmental impact. Last December, I attended the town hall session under our youth empowerment program with youth participants in Athens, along with our operating committee and all of the country general managers, and experienced how meaningful it is to contribute to the futures of people in this age group. In 2017, Coca-Cola HBC was named the industry leader amongst beverage companies in the Dow Jones World and Europe Sustainability Indices for the fourth consecutive year. In addition, we became the leader in the wider food, tobacco, and beverage sector for the first time ever. We are committed to remaining a force for positive change in our communities. Finally, our strong corporate culture is fundamental to our business success. The board plays a critical role in shaping the culture of the company by promoting values-based conduct. The company's culture is defined by six core values: authenticity, excellence, learning, caring for our people, performing as one, and winning with customers. These values make for a culture where our people have a strong sense of integrity and ownership. So it is fitting that the company's 2017 employee engagement results set the bar again for the Coca-Cola system and ranked Coca-Cola HBC above the Willis Towers Watson benchmarking pool of high-performing companies. This is an achievement that forms the foundation for such of the company's success. On behalf of the board, I would like to take this opportunity to thank all employees throughout Coca-Cola HBC for their dedication and passion in delivering results. It is their focus and resilience in the face of difficulty that enables our substantial progress. I would also like to take this opportunity to thank you, our shareholders, for your support and confidence in our company. In closing, I would like to say that we are excited about the year ahead, which has a particularly strong pipeline of product innovation and commercial activity around our route to market and in-store execution. There is good momentum in the business and the determination to build on our success. We are confident that 2018 will be another successful year. Consistent with this sentiment on our progressive dividend policy, the board is proposing a full-year dividend of 0.54 euros per share. Thank you. So, Zoran, it is now over to you.
Thank you. Good morning. Thank you for joining our annual general meeting. Before we get started, I would like to remind everyone that this presentation contains various forward-looking statements. These should be considered in conjunction with the cautionary statements on the screen. I am delighted to join you for my first AGM as CEO of Coca-Cola HBC. I will start by giving an overview of 2017, and I will then discuss Q1 trading and our outlook for 2018. As you can see, I'm fortunate to have taken over a business in excellent shape. 2017 was an exceptional year for the company. We are delighted to have delivered strong growth in volume, revenue, and margin, demonstrating significant progress towards our 2020 goals. Starting with the top line, FX neutral revenue grew by 5.9% in the year, achieved through a good balance of volume and FX neutral revenue per case. FX neutral revenue per case grew strongly, up 3.6% and faster than in 2016 due to better price, category and package mix in all segments. Volumes grew by 2.2% overall, with strong growth in the second half of the year. We grew across all segments, with particularly strong growth in our emerging and developing countries, despite a challenging operating environment in both Nigeria and Russia. EBIT margin increased substantially, up 120 basis points as a result of our ongoing focus on revenue growth initiatives, led by price increases and mix improvements. We were also helped by volume leverage, careful management of input costs, and a small positive foreign currency impact. Comparable EPS was €1.23, up 27% on the prior year. We increased our net capital expenditure spend by €46 million in this period, focusing on revenue-generating opportunities in markets with high growth potential. This impacted our free cash flow, which declined marginally to €426 million. Let me take you through our performance in a bit more detail. Currency neutral, net sales revenue grew by 5.9% in the full year. On a reported basis, net sales revenue increased by 4.9%. In recent years, reported revenue growth has been considerably smaller than the currency neutral one. In 2017, the stronger Russian ruble helped to minimize the currency impact. Volume growth of 2.2% was broad-based across the segments and accelerated as the year progressed, with the second half delivering better volume expansion than the first half. We are pleased to see good momentum in our medium-sized emerging and developing segment countries, while Nigeria and Russia produced flattish results in a challenging operating environment. FX neutral revenue per case grew in all segments as well, up 3.6% overall, with positive contributions from price, category, and package mix. Gross profit margin improved by 90 basis points, helped by the significant price mix improvement, operating leverage from volume growth, as well as careful management of input costs and a small positive foreign currency impact. Operating expenses as a percentage of revenue improved by 30 basis points, a good performance driven by top-line operating leverage. Comparable operating profit increased in the full year by 20% versus the prior year, and comparable operating profit margin expanded by 120 basis points. Better price mix combined with volume leverage drove this excellent performance. We also managed our input costs carefully, taking advantage of certain windows of opportunity to pre-buy PET resin, for instance. Currency impact was €8 million tailwind in the year due to the strong Russian ruble, which more than offset our other weaker currencies, mainly the Nigerian naira. Comparable EPS reached €1.23, 27% higher than prior year, further helped by the improved financing costs year on year. Our working capital balance remained in the triple-digit negative territory. We generated strong free cash flow of €426 million in the full year, down €5 million year on year. Higher operating cash flow was offset by a €46 million increase in net capital expenditure as per our plans to invest in revenue-generating assets. Turning to the revenue performance, let me start by saying that we are very pleased with the balanced contribution from volume growth and price mix improvements. It is also good to see that the growth is broad-based across our markets. As I mentioned earlier, FX neutral revenue per case improved substantially versus the prior year. Our successful commercial strategy and execution improved category and package mix in all segments. We also implemented significant pricing to offset adverse foreign currency movements, particularly in the emerging segment. In our established markets, FX-neutral revenue per case increased by 0.7%. Good category and pack mix was partially offset by adverse channel mix. In developing markets, improved price, category and package mix led to a 2.7% increase in FX-neutral revenue per case. The emerging markets saw a 6.9% improvement in FX-neutral revenue per case, mostly as a result of price rises, which, as I mentioned, were deployed to offset FX headwinds. Category and package mix also contributed to the improvement, offsetting adverse channel mix. Turning to input costs, FX neutral input cost per case was up by 3.1% in the year. This is slightly better than our previous expectations. We had contracted EU sugar prices at favorable levels at the end of 2015, which proved successful. PET resin prices did increase as expected, but careful management and certain well-timed pre-buys by our procurement team ensured that we secured better pricing versus our plans. Turning to our OPEX performance, we have worked hard over the years to right-size our operating cost base, and we continue to use our infrastructure effectively while we grow the top line. In the year, this resulted in comparable operating expenses reducing to 27.9% of revenue, a 30 basis point reduction compared to the prior year. Let me walk you through the key drivers. Reductions in administration and warehousing costs led to 50 basis points improvement as a percentage of revenue. Sales and marketing expenses increased by 10 basis points. Direct marketing expense increased in absolute terms to support our new product and flavor launches and was stable as a percentage of revenue. We also incurred a significant one-off negative impact of 40 basis points, driven mainly by a bad debt provision in Croatia and the investment we have made in redesigning the revenue growth management framework. As a result, we are pleased with the ongoing strong underlying performance of our OPEX as a percentage of revenue, especially in view of the growing sales and marketing investments that support our revenue growth management initiatives. Turning to operating performance, we are reporting comparable operating profit of 621 million euros in the year, 103 million higher than in the prior year. This is the result of driving price mix and volume while managing input and operating costs enhanced by the absence of adverse net foreign exchange movements. Historically, currency movements have been a headwind to profitability, impacting predominantly the emerging market segment. Let me provide you with some more color on the key drivers on a segmental basis. In established markets, we benefited from the volume growth, favorable price and product mix, and lower operating expenses. These were only partially offset by the negative impact of higher input costs and adverse foreign exchange impact. In developing markets, improved volume, price, and mix only partially offset the impact of unfavorable input costs and higher operating expenses due to the bad debt provision in Croatia. Excluding the provision, the developing segment EBIT grew year on year. The emerging market segment benefited from higher pricing, mainly in Nigeria, and higher sales volume along with minimal net FX impact. These factors more than offset higher costs of goods sold and increased operating expenses. We are also very pleased to report a good start to the year and a solid performance in line with our expectations against the backdrop of mixed trading conditions. I would like to highlight a few elements. Our revenue growth, 4.5% on a currency neutral basis, continues to be driven by balanced growth between volume and price mix. Our volume growth of 2.3% in the quarter is the result of good performances in the established and developing markets, as well as the medium-sized emerging markets. On a category basis, sparkling drinks volume was strong, up 2.8%. We are particularly pleased to see the impact of our strategy on these results, including innovation in the new products and flavors, revenue growth management initiatives, and the effectiveness of our commercial strategies. In closing, we are very pleased with our performance in 2017. We delivered another year of strong growth in profitability, and there is a good momentum in the business we can build on. Looking at 2018, we can expect volume to continue to grow in all three segments, with the emerging market segment accelerating as Russia and Nigeria return to volume growth. Our revenue growth management initiatives, which are designed to grow revenue faster than volume, have gained momentum. We will also take pricing actions in markets impacted by foreign currency depreciation. With relative stability in Nigeria and Russia, the contribution from pricing actions is likely to slow down in 2018. Overall, we are confident we can continue to improve FX-neutral net sales revenue per case in the year. At current commodity price levels, input costs are expected to be a low single-digit headwind in the year, mainly driven by resin. Taking into account our hedged position and current spot rates, the adverse impact on EBIT from foreign currency is now expected to be around 45 million euros for the full year. Finally, our actions in cost management and the effect of top-line operating leverage are expected to result in further reductions in operating expenses as a percentage of revenue, supporting another year of EBIT margin growth. With that, I will now open the floor to your questions.
So we can proceed to
yes, we can proceed.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, we now have the report of the shareholders present. Before we move on to the agenda, I pass on to our company secretary who will read out the report of presence. Jan.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So we have one shareholder representative present, Ms. Poschel, the independent proxy, and she represents 267,898,003 shares, and the same number of votes are represented at the meeting. This corresponds to a nominal share capital amount of 1,794,916,620.10 Swiss francs, and it is 72.10% of the total share capital, and it is 72.77% of the outstanding voting rights, which amount to 368,134,408 voting rights. So to summarize, there's one representative, Ms. Poschel, and she represents 267,898,003 shares. And as a result, I understand we can proceed with a simplified process on the voting as well. Thank you.
So there are no objections? If not, I now declare that today's general meeting has been properly convened and constituted and can validly discuss and resolve on all items of the agenda.
So you read the text on the voting. Yes.
Okay. So moving to agenda item one, receipt of the 2017 integrated annual report, as well as approval of the annual management report, the standalone financial statements, and the consolidated financial statements for the financial year ended 31 of December 2017. The Board of Directors proposes, one, to receive the integrated annual report of Coca-Cola HBC AG for the financial year ended 31st of December 2017, and two, that the annual management report and the standalone financial statements of the company, as well as the consolidated financial statements of the company and its subsidiaries for the financial year ended on 31st of December 2017, be approved. The integrated annual report has been prepared according to Swiss statutory reporting requirements, as well as the requirements applicable to the company as a result of its premium listing on the London Stock Exchange. It contains Coca-Cola HBC AG's annual management report, the standalone financial statements, and the consolidated financial statements of the CCHBC Group as further detailed on the introductory page of the Integrated Annual Report. The Integrated Annual Report contains the reports of the company's statutory auditor, PricewaterhouseCoopers AG, Switzerland. In its reports, PricewaterhouseCoopers AG recommends without qualification that the standalone financial statements and the consolidated financial statements be approved. I ask the representatives of PricewaterhouseCoopers AG, do you wish to add anything to your report? Thank you. Would somebody like to comment on this subject? Thank you. We now move on to agenda item 2, which is the appropriation of available earnings and reserves and declaration of dividend. The Board of Directors proposes to carry forward the retained earnings as set out in the notice. Would somebody like to comment on this subject? So we can move on. 222.
Ines? Do you want us to read out the voting part as well? Do you want us to read out the voting part as well? No? Okay. Okay, good. We move to number 2 then.
Thank you very much. The Board of Directors proposes to declare a gross dividend of 54 euro cents per share from the General Capital Contribution Reserve and as further set out in the notice. I am now inviting questions on item 2.2. Before we proceed to the vote, no questions. We now move on to agenda item 3, discharge of the members of the Board of Directors and the members of the Operating Committee. The Board of Directors proposes that discharge be granted to the members of the Board of Directors and the members of the Operating Committee for the financial year beginning on 1st of January 2017. And ending on 31st of December 2017. I am now inviting questions on item 3 before we proceed to the vote. We will now move on to agenda item 4, election of the Board of Directors, the Chairman of the Board of Directors, and the Remuneration Committee. First, we will re-elect the current members of the Board of Directors as set out in the notice. I am now inviting questions in this regard before we proceed to the individual election of each board member. The Board of Directors proposes the re-election of Anastasis G. David as a member of the Board of Directors and as the Chairman of the Board of Directors in a single vote. We now proceed to the vote on item 4.1.2, the re-election of Alexandra Papalexopoulou as a member of the Board of Directors and as a member of the Remuneration Committee in a single vote. Next item is the re-election of Reto Francioni as a member of the Board of Directors and as a member of the Remuneration Committee in a single vote. Next item is the re-election of Charlotte Boyle as a member of the Board of Directors and as a member of the Remuneration Committee in a single vote. Next item is the re-election of Ahmed Bozer as a member of the Board of Directors. Next item is the re-election of Olusola David Borja as a member of the Board of Directors. Next item is the re-election of Bill Douglas as a member of the Board of Directors. Next item is the re-election of Anastasios I. Leventis as a member of the Board of Directors. Next item is the re-election of Christodoulos Leventis as a member of the Board of Directors. Next item is the re-election of Jose Octavio Reyes as a member of the Board of Directors. Next item is the re-election of Ryan Rudolph as a member of the Board of Directors. Next item is the re-election of John Secchi as a member of the Board of Directors. The Board of Directors proposes that shareholders elect Zoran Bogdanovic as a new member of the Board of Directors for a term of 1 year until the end of the next annual general meeting in 2019. Mr. Bogdanovic will succeed Mr. Dimitris Lois, who passed away on 2nd of October 2017. Following Mr. Lois's untimely death, Mr. Bogdanovic was appointed as the company's new CEO at the recommendation of Coca-Cola HBC AG's nomination committee, following a thorough process and benchmarking exercise for the CEO succession. Mr. Bogdanovic was a part of the company's internal succession plan for the CEO position. I am delighted that our board of directors has nominated Zoran Bogdanovic as new executive director. Zoran's biography is set out in the notice. I'm now inviting questions on item 4.2 before we proceed to the vote. Thank you. We now move on to agenda item 5, election of the independent proxy. The board of directors proposes to elect Ms. Ines Poschel, Kellerhals Garrett Zurich, KIG, Zurich, Switzerland, as independent proxy for a term of 1 year until the end of the next annual general meeting in 2019. I am now inviting questions on item 5 before we proceed to the vote. We will now move on to agenda item 6, the election of the auditors. The Board of Directors proposes to re-elect PricewaterhouseCoopers AG, Zurich, Switzerland, as the statutory auditor of Coca-Cola HBC AG for the financial year ending 31 of December 2018. PricewaterhouseCoopers AG in Zurich, Switzerland, will also act as audit expert for audits of capital increases. I am now inviting questions on this item before we proceed to the vote. If there are no questions, we will proceed to the vote on the re-election of the statutory auditor. Moving to item 6.2, the Board of Directors proposes 1. To approve by way of an advisory vote the reappointment of PricewaterhouseCoopers SA, Kalandi, Greece, as the independent registered public accounting firm of Coca-Cola HBC AG, for the purposes of reporting under the rules of the UK's Financial Conduct Authority, to hold office for a term of 1 year until the next annual general meeting in 2019, and 2, to confirm by way of an advisory vote the authority of the Audit and Risk Committee to determine PricewaterhouseCoopers SA's terms of engagement and remuneration. I am now inviting questions on this item. Thank you. We now move on to agenda item 7, advisory vote on the UK remuneration report. The Board of Directors proposes to approve by way of an advisory vote the UK remuneration report, being the remuneration report of the Board of Directors, excluding the section containing the remuneration policy of Coca-Cola HBC AG for purposes of this resolution. Does anybody wish to make a comment regarding this motion? We now move on to agenda item 8, advisory vote on the remuneration policy. The Board of Directors proposes that shareholders approve by way of an advisory vote the remuneration policy of Coca-Cola HBC AG in the form set out at pages 108 to 115 of the 2017 Integrated Annual Report, which takes effect immediately after the end of the annual general meeting on 11 June 2018. Does anybody wish to make a comment regarding this motion? We now move on to agenda item 9, advisory vote on the Swiss remuneration report. The Board of Directors proposes to approve by way of an advisory vote the Swiss remuneration report, being the remuneration report required by Swiss law. Does anybody wish to make a comment regarding this motion? We can now move on to agenda item 10, approval of the remuneration of the Board of Directors and the Operating Committee. Based on Article 34 of the Articles of Association, these items require a relative majority of the votes validly cast in order to be passed. Moving to item 10.1, approval of the maximum aggregate amount of remuneration for the Board of Directors until the next annual general meeting. The Board of Directors proposes that shareholders approve a maximum aggregate amount of compensation for the members of the Board of Directors covering the period from the 2018 annual general meeting until the next annual general meeting in 2019 in the amount of euro 1.5 million. Are there any questions or comments? Moving to item 10.2, approval of the maximum aggregate amount of remuneration for the Operating Committee for the next financial year. The Board of Directors proposes that shareholders approve a maximum aggregate amount of compensation for the members of the Operating Committee, which includes the Chief Executive Officer, for the next financial year starting on 1st of January 2019 and ending on 31st of December 2019 in the amount of euros 35 million. I am now inviting questions on this item. We now move on to agenda item 11, amendments to the Articles of Association in respect of management incentive and long-term incentive arrangements. The Board of Directors proposes to amend Article 33, paragraph 1, number 3, to add the new Article 33, paragraph 1, number 4, and to amend Article 33, paragraph 2, number 2, Article 33, paragraph 3, number 2, and Article 33, paragraph 4 of the Articles of Association as set forth in the notice. A copy of the Articles of Association, as proposed to be amended, is available at the entrance of the meeting room. We mark the amendments in bold and italics. Are there any questions or comments? I would like to proceed to the vote on the proposal by the Board of Directors. According to Article 19, paragraph 3, of our Articles of Association, a special majority of at least two-thirds of the voting rights represented and an absolute majority of the nominal value of the shares represented is required for this proposal. A presence quorum is not provided for in Article 19, paragraph 1 of our Articles of Association. We now move on to agenda item 12, approval of share buyback. The Board of Directors proposes to approve a share buyback program of up to 7.5 million ordinary shares under the terms set out in the notice. I am now inviting questions on item 12 before we proceed to the vote. Ladies and gentlemen, we have completed the last agenda item of our annual general meeting. We will start to announce the detailed voting results for all votes as soon as these are made available. In the meantime, I would like to express my gratitude to everyone who helped organize this annual general meeting. We will now wait for the results.
Thank you. Thank you. So all items are approved by more than 98%. We will wait for the display. Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have now received the results. I declare that the general meeting has approved the proposals of the Board of Directors for each agenda item by required majority. Detailed voting results will be shown on the screen in the following minutes and posted on our company website. Ladies and gentlemen, I declare the formal business of today's annual general meeting closed. The minutes of this annual general meeting will be available for inspection as of 29th of June 2018 at the registered office of Coca-Cola HBC AG. Finally, I sincerely thank you for your interest and participation.